Country Club FM.
It's the Bob Almanac here today. It was Uncle Louis. Uncle Louis.
Ah, yes.
Jesus, did the room clear out, Bethany? Hell no, she means presents. You shouldn't have brought presents.
That's Uncle Louis, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a beauty.
Say the grace. Let's get into today's Bob Almanac. Thank you for the texter for telling us it was Uncle Louis. Stuart was from something else. No. Wednesday, December 9th, 344th day of the year, 22 left to go. 1884, this date. It's our patent of the day right out of the gate, much like yesterday. And today's patent of the day, Lavant M. Richardson patented the ball-bearing roller skate. Now, prior to that, without the ball bearings, it was much like a wagon wheel.
Ooh.
You know, with just a single moving...
Right.
It's hard tire to and axle and the whole thing, the ball bearings. But the one thing you needed to remember is you needed to unpack, grease, and then repack your ball bearings. Ooh. When's the last time you've done that on your roller skates?
It's been a while.
And then you could finally roller skate through a buffalo herd now that we had roller skates with ball bearings in them, too. Keep that in mind. So that was this date, 1884. It was 1926. The USGA, that stands for...
United States Golf Association.
They legalized the use of steel-shafted golf clubs. Oh. Up to that point, it was like bamboo.
Yeah.
I've got a pair, old ones, that might not be from that era, but it was later on. Even though they legalized steel-shafted golf clubs, they made them with bamboo shafts for many, many years after that, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is, if you ever get stranded on the golf course, you had something to burn.
That was important.
That would not be toxic, at least. It would actually provide some heat. And now, of course, it's all about graphic and composite. Yeah. Although steel is still a popular choice for good golfers.
Yeah.
Have you made the change from steel to graphite as an older golfer, Neil? It's actually good to have graphite on your irons because you get a little more kick,
I do.
A little more flex, probably a little more distance.
Yep.
You like your graphite? Thank you.
I'm going for new ones here.
1941 this day, China declared war against Japan, Germany, and Italy. People forget about China's role in World War II. They did not like Japan.
No.
They had been battling with Japan for years. Japan had occupied parts of China in the 1930s, and China had their own little revolutionary war going on. The communists were trying to take over there, but they had to put that aside, and they said, oh, we'll help you. You know, the enemy of our enemy is our friend.
Yes.
That's the saying, I think. Did I get it right?
I think that's right.
Yeah, so China declaring war this date, 1941. 65.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
I think I know somebody.
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
All right, everybody say it with me. Lights, please. There's Linus.
Yep.
He's got his blanket, and Linus, I think that blanket gave him, I don't know if it was physical powers, but some kind of mental power.
Because
it seemed like when he grabbed it even tighter than usual, he was able to come up with some pretty good stuff.
He was enlightened.
I think he channeled all the great philosophers of our time through that blanket. So a Charlie Brown Christmas debuts. It's a classic.
Yes, it is.
It premieres on CBS. It won't be on regular network TV this year, from what I hear, because Apple bought the rights and it was just going to be on Apple TV, and then PBS came through. PBS helped us out with the Thanksgiving special, and I guess they're going to help us out to put it on free television for the Christmas special.
Oh,
you just have to, you know what you have to do, Neil?
Check your local listings.
1990 in the news.
Poland chooses Solidarity Union leader Lech Wałęsa as its first popularly elected president. Wałęsa wins a runoff vote by a landslide, another sign of communism's collapse in Eastern Europe.
He was part of that whole Solidarity thing. Say it with me, Lech Wałęsa, landslide victory.
Where is the N in Wałęsa?
Wałęsa. There, because, Neil, not everybody speaks English and pronounces consonants the same way. Lech Wałęsa.
Okay.
I mean, there's...
It rolls off nicely.
You realize that, right? That it's not all just about English and our pronunciations of consonants and vowels. There are other people in this world, Neil.
Well, and even in other states. I mean, in Iowa, it's Warsh. It's not wash.
Well, that is true. Yeah. 2008 in the news.
Barack Obama's open Senate seat has been up for sale, according to the FBI.
This is a sad day for government.
Oops.
It's a very sad day for Illinois government.
Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested, along with his chief of staff, John Harris, on Tuesday morning by federal authorities and charged with corruption. Blagojevich is accused of trying to make money from selecting Obama's replacement in the Senate, something the governor has sole authority to do.
You can't blame him for trying, though. Just make a little extra change on the side.
It seemed like a good money-making scheme at the time.
Just like Clark Griswold, he wanted to put an in-ground pool in, and he'd put the down payment in. He was looking for his bonus, and he didn't get it, so he had to find another way to raise funds. So, and then Blagojevich went on and did some reality TV, as any disgraced political person would do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's another way to make money, because he wasn't going to make it on the sale of the Senate seat. So that was this day, 2008, and then 2017.
This is Liberation Day in Iraq. Victory flags are being raised after the Prime Minister announced the final defeat of ISIS. The extremists have been driven from the last pocket of territory they still held, a stretch of ground along the Syrian border.
That's good news, although I don't think we've heard the last of ISIS.
It's probably tentative. At best.
So that was the state Iraq's military fully liberated that country from ISIS. But those rats,
they're still around.
There are other places that they need to be taken care of. 2017. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
You don't like me, Bond. You don't like my methods. You think I'm an accountant. A bean counter, more interested in my numbers and your instincts.
The thought had occurred to me.
Good. Because I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur.
You know, she's not wrong. Probably. And he might not be wrong about her either.
Yeah.
That's the Dame Judi Dench. M.
But there was a special bond between them, no pun intended.
Well, that's right. I mean, you don't always have to like who you work with, but if you make a good team and the results are there...
Mm-hmm.
Voila.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in Casino Royale, Die Another Day, GoldenEye, The World Is Not Enough, Tomorrow Never Dies, and Quantum of Solace. So she crossed over into a number of the James Bonds as far as who was playing James Bond. Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm.
And then into Daniel Craig.
Right.
Was she in any of the ones with Timothy Dalton?
I don't think so.
So she's 86 here today.
They killed her off, right?
Yeah, they did. Bob Almanac brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. You can drink it all day because it is just so darn good. It has lower acidity, balance of flavors. It's disabled veteran-owned. Split Rock Coffee, they source fine beans. Not just fine beans, they're the finest beans from around the world. And by using those beans, they get the job done, I'll tell you that. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee. Or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. A tough guy. He would, if you're a running back, he would attempt to take your head off.
Oh, yes.
Like you were a Lego. Dick Butkus.
Tennis is sophisticated, but you still got to be fast on your feet. So we still drink light beer from Miller. It's got a third less calories than the regular beer, and it's less filling.
And it really tastes great.
Now that we've played singles, we're looking for a nice, friendly game of doubles.
Tennis, anyone?
Bubba Smith and Dick Butkus.
Imposing figures.
They never played on the same defense, but they did plenty of Miller Lite commercials together.
Yes, they did.
One of the great names, you know, our very own Scott Studwell, former Viking, had a great linebacker name, right? Studwell.
Yes.
Was very good, but Butkus was as good as it comes as far as the name. And then he backed
Monsters
it up.
Monsters of the Midway, right?
He backed it up on the field as
yes,
well.
Yes,
he's
did.
78 today.
He was hard-boiled.
What's that?
He was hard-boiled.
He was. And he was on some sitcoms. He was on My Two Dads.
That's
he's like
right.
a bartender. So
That's
he's,
right.
He's done some acting in TV and things, following some of the greats. Who moved over? Who played Mungo? I can't remember his name now. And then he was on Webster.
Well, yeah. Merlin Olsen was the other
Merlin
guy.
Merlin Olsen, of course. You had your Rosie Greer.
Yeah. Well.
Well, let's do this because you know what makes me think clear? And usually makes me think clearly and more clearly.
Alex Karras,
thank you very much, is a clip from Star Trek.
Oh, Klingon species, a warrior race. You two will be assimilated.
The Klingon Empire will never yield.
Why do you resist? We only wish to raise quality of life for all species.
I like my species the way it is.
A narrow vision. You will become one with the Borg.
Neil, you want to be assimilated? I'm sure you do, but you do know that resistance is futile.
I want to become one with the Borg.
What do you think of your species?
Are you okay with your species?
Yeah. Sometimes I question our species.
Yeah, right, there's some issues.
So that's Michael Dorn. He was Worf the Klingon. He was the security officer on the Star Trek USS Enterprise 1701D. And then he did, as any of those guys with those low voices end up doing, insurance commercials. Serrano from Major League goes on to do those.
Right.
So Michael Dorn is 68. John Malkovich, he's a guy who would steal a scene at any time.
For me, you're somewhere between a cockroach and that white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
But John Malkovich is 67.
He is a good actor.
Today, there's a movie about him being himself, right? So he's 67.
Tumbleweed.
This is Sylvia.
Wow.
And you know,
nice.
She had more than just Nobody as a hit. You know, she did more songs than Nobody.
Oh, for sure.
The Matador is one of my favorites. This is Tumblewee Hee 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 Hee. We need more songs about dead bushes and foliage. That's what this is. Sylvia. She's your age, Neil. She's 64, born in 56. Donny Osmond is 63 today.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give it one more try before you give up on love.
One of the Osmonds, one of the more famous Osmonds. Who's more famous, Marie or Donny?
Gosh, you know, there was a time it was clearly Donnie, but, you know, Marie has made her strides.
Yeah, and she's been doing those weight loss commercials.
She's
was
a
it Jenny Craig or was
too.
It Nutrisystem?
One of those.
Yeah, so Donny Osmond is 63 here today. That makes you feel kind of old, I suppose. But he's a guy who seems like he's been around forever because he was singing with his brothers and on the Andy Williams show when he was three or four.
Right.
Felicity Huffman.
Is it TV theme time?
It is. And who knew her daughter was a Division I level athlete?
Nobody.
Playing lacrosse. She was a Division I lacrosse superstar, soon to be NCAA Player of the Year. Never picked up a lacrosse stick ever in her life.
Right.
Part of the admission scandal in college, along with Aunt Becky.
Whoop.
So they made up some things in that whole thing. Felicity Huffman, Desperate Housewives, her TV show, among other things, 58 today.
How appropriate. We're here in mini, and I have a return match with Rey Mysterio. Pretty funny, huh, Daddy? Rey Mysterio being mini.
Yeah, because he was short. So that's Kurt Angle, the wrestler, WWE, WWF, and they were at Target Center. That's like early 2000s, so that's what the whole mini thing is. Okay. And the whole mini thing, nobody from here calls it mini.
No.
I've never ever called it mini.
Nope.
Yeah, I've never heard you call it mini.
Nope.
It's people elsewhere who call it mini, and those of us from here, they go, you know, don't call it mini.
No, that's not right.
That's not really great. I mean, we're not going to get overly mad. We'll get passive-aggressive on you. I mean, we're not going to yell at you, but we'll find a way to turn it around passive-aggressively. Kurt Angle was also a very good, he was an NCAA champion. He's very good amateur wrestler. There's no Brad Rangins, but still very good.
Yep.
Kurt Angle, 52. Bob Dylan's little boy is 51 today. This is the only Wallflower song I know. One headlight.
It's a good one.
But it's a good one.
Even I know that one.
Jacob Dylan, if he was in Europe, they'd call him Jakob Dylan, of course, 51.
Good night, sweetheart. Sleep tight wherever you are.
The forgotten David Kirsch.
I was just going to say.
David Kirsch, we forgot about you. Really sorry.
God hold.
David Kirsch.
He had a couple hits.
Yeah, he was in the top 10 three or four times.
Yep.
And I took the liberty, Neil, as I am wont to do, to put a David Kirsch song into your Bobathon.
Excellent. Good call.
David Kirsch has reached the big 50. Our rapper of the day is Cannabis.
Ooh.
Taking a, you know, now it's legal, so I guess sure. But back in the day when he took that name, I mean, he was very edgy. Now it's like naming yourself chewing tobacco or something.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Or e-cig, because it's becoming the norm. Cannabis right. isn't that big of a deal anymore, rapper Cannabis.
Really isn't.
46. And this guy was funny on the Big Bang Theory.
I don't want to fight. I was just surprised when you sprung the whole living with your mom stuff on me.
Well, yeah, well, I'm sorry I didn't run it by you first.
I don't know who you're talking to, but in or out, we don't need bugs.
The bugs only come here because you're their queen.
He was Howard Wolowitz. There's nothing funnier on sitcoms than guys, grown-up guys, living with their mother, right?
Right.
George Costanza did it on Seinfeld, and they made a joke out of it for years. But that's Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory. He's 40 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. Again, we had quite a list here today. He was one of the men who helped make America, the foods of America. Clarence Birdseye, he was the innovator in the frozen food industry, born on this day, 1886. Before there was Bozo and some of your great clowns, Emmett Kelly was the clown that we kind of knew early on as I was a youth, born on this day, 1898. Let's move down to, he just passed away not very long ago, Jim, the great Kirk Douglas.
In the powerful story of the gladiator rebel who sprang from slavery to challenge the awesome might of Imperial Rome.
The symbol of the Senate, all the power of Rome.
You know, you see him in roles like that, and he looks just like his son.
Yes, he does.
You know, or his son looks like him, vice versa. That's pretty cool.
Spartacus there. Michael Douglas's father, Kirk Douglas, born on this day of the year 1916. One of the funniest men of our lifetime, Red Fox.
Hey, Lamar.
Hey, who?
Mr. Stanford.
Buenos dias, huh?
And beans and disease to you.
Oh, that's good.
Poor Julio. I mean, who'd you like more on that show? Did you like the side players?
Right.
Were you a Julio guy?
Yeah.
Did you like Rollo? Or what about Grady?
Grady was so good.
Again, that's one of those shows where the side players are good. The two cops that would show up.
Oh, gosh.
You know, the white guy and the black guy, the cop would show up. And it was a good show. It was Norman Lear.
Red Fox was born John Elroy Sanford, oddly enough. And Fox would change his name to Red Fox and do a great job. 1922. Now, Dick Van Patten, you remember Eight Is Enough.
All right. Two-hand touch.
Two completed passes in a row is a first down.
You don't call us the Bradford Brats. We do not make any proctologist jokes.
Label. The Bradford Brats.
Okay, yes.
Hey, the guy reproduced like a rabbit.
He
let's
did.
Let's be honest. I mean, eight kids.
That's quite a few.
And, you know, it's a sad comment when they have to bring in a stuntman to throw a pass.
Right.
Because they're playing touch football. It's a big family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell, because they had the close-up of him going back, I could tell by his form there's no way he threw the pass that they then cut to. So they had to bring in, maybe they had the guy that played David, Grant Goodeve. Maybe he threw the ball. I don't know. Or it was Mark Hamill, who was on the earlier programs. I don't know. But it certainly was not Dick Van Patten who threw that pass in that particular scene.
Not a world-class athlete.
No, I wouldn't know.
No. Dick Van Patten was born on the year was 1928 on this day. Buck Henry, he gave us a lot of great shows. And maybe the best was Get Smart. Very funny man in his own right. Screenwriter and director Buck Henry, 1930. He was controversial and outspoken. Morton Downey Jr.
Why don't you shut up? Why don't you shut up? All you're doing is spewing garbage. Your people who support you, Lyndon LaRouche, are the same type of people who snuck into Nazi Germany, didn't let the people know what was going on, and ruined that country. And you're the same type.
I loved it when he told people to zip it and call them pablum pukers. I watched that show.
Yes.
He was the first one, kind of that kind of in-your-face talk show. He was the one who kind of brought that, and it was basically, he was the father of that,
basically. He was the beginning, yep. Morton Downey Jr., born on this day, 1933, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Now, last week or the week before, your staff remembered Bert Lahr, but they forgot this lady.
Come back! Come back!
I'll give you Auntie M this, is basically what she was saying to Dorothy.
Right.
Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West.
She was on the list today?
She died in 1985, born this date, December 9th, 1902.
She was hated for a long time.
She was green, too. That was the... It wasn't until Kermit the Frog came alive. You hated the Grinch and then you liked him. But as far as overall being beloved, it wasn't until Kermit came along that kind of dispelled the whole green thing. After that, it was the Hulk and it was everybody. Green was bad until Kermit, you know, and it's not easy being green when you're Kermit. And it wasn't easy being green for Margaret Hamilton either. She had to put that makeup on and she had a hard time. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
We'd just like to start a Bobathon with Lone Star, No News. Dwight Yoakam is as fast as you, or Crystal Gale will take you half the way.
I'm going to go Dwight Yoakam.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.